you ever asked yourself where that term world famous comes from? When you see Leonard Padilla come on Nancy Grace's show, yeah, you've seen him. He's the guy that wears the cowboy hat, chews a toothpick, and has answers for everything, even though he has no substance to back it up. Yeah, for you critics out there of my program, I've had him on too, but I soon figured out that he was nothing more than a bunch of hot air. He's world famous. He's a world famous bounty hunter. I'm not real sure what world famous is about. If you went to, London, England, and asked them about Leonard Padilla, whatever his name is, they would say, who? You have to also wonder about these so-called world famous shows, Nancy Grace. Some on Blog Talk Radio who think that they are the male versions of Nancy Grace, bringing on these Leonard Padilla types and now Joy Ray. Joy Ray is nothing more than a poster child for mental health issues. This poor gal has inserted herself into this case as a potential witness, and she's nothing more than someone that's screaming out for medication and psychiatric treatment. Do we need to hear these sorts in these sorts of cases? I don't know. It's up to you what you want to listen to. But I think media organizations are those that think that they are media organizations that bring on guests like Leonard Padilla or Joy Ray need to take a long look at the mirror. Are they doing anything to make themselves credible or their guests credible, or are they just giving talk time to those who want to insert themselves into something, bring up nonsensical opinions, and then make themselves sound foolish? It makes your show look amateurish. It makes your show look non-credible. And if I was an investigator in this case, or even the defense, and I saw these people coming on programs spouting off, I would have to maybe step up a little bit and say, what are you doing to these so-called news organizations? Everyone has the right of freedom of speech, but this isn't a freedom of speech issue. Joy Ray can say what she wants when she wants, but having her come on and spout off to someone who thinks that he is trying to report on a case fairly and objectively made him look stupid and made her look even worse. That's just my opinion. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.